Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings and welcome to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. This is Dr. Heather Pierman, and I am just so grateful to be here with you once again. And today we have a great topic. We are going to be discussing how allergies are a sign of resistance. Yes, how allergies are a sign of resistance. So, what do we know so far? Okay, we know that allergies definitely involve the immune system. Okay, and we are basically aware of we hear about pollen allergies, nut allergies, allergies to pet dander, to cat hair, dog hair. We have food sensitivities. The list goes on. But, you know, basically an allergy is an overreaction to some substance that is regarded as hostile. Okay? And what happens is that our immune systems are so smart. Okay? They are working for us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every moment of every day. So when we do come into contact with a foreign substance that that the immune system does seem as foreign, okay, then what happens? It will definitely come in, handle this foreign object, and then it is definitely on. I mean, it's definitely on its way. Now the immune system is so smart that it has a backup system. So if we ever come into exposure again, the immune system definitely knows how to handle this. So yes, there are substances out there that may that the immune system may see as an allergen, but that does not mean that we necessarily are experiencing a response. Okay, but when the immune system can't seem to ward this off, what happens? That is when these allergies start to build up and we begin to experience what? Some level of resistance to them. And we are definitely going to expand upon this concept of resistance momentarily. Now I remember as a younger individual, we'll say, that, you know, these nut allergies were not as expanded as they are today. They are definitely quite common now. We're seeing it more and more, and it's being passed on generation to generation to generation. And, I mean, today, you know, you have areas in school where kids can't even sit down because their allergy to nuts is just so profound. It is just so expansive. So, you know, it's amazing, again, as a younger child, I remember being in school. It wasn't as severe as I'm seeing it now with my children as they're in school. So, again, ultimately, when we as individuals are experiencing these allergies, we are definitely experiencing some level of resistance. Now, today, you can't walk into a pharmacy and not see a counter, a shelf, just loaded with all different types of allergens. So, I mean, you can basically walk in there today and there's allergies. You have hay fever, okay? So spring is coming around, fall is coming around, and there are allergies to hay fever. And I mean, allergies to pollen. So we find ourselves having to walk into a pharmacy and get something to handle that. If we have some sort of anaphylactic reaction, then there's an over-the-counter medication to handle that. And then if we have, so again, we have these things available to us to basically, they don't fix the problem. They're just suppressing the issue. Because anytime that we are experiencing any sort of allergic reaction to anything, it is because the immune system is suppressed, okay? It's not able to do its job. And this is exactly what we are.
Thank you for listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Show. You can hear the full broadcast of this show in its entirety by visiting the home website of the Jewel Network. Listen to the entire show at www.thejewelnetwork.com. Thank you.